Thank you. Yes, we've got the good stuff. You're at the right place, so stay right where you are.
Where the spirit of the West comes alive. Since 1951, it's the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. So much more, including the best bronc riding you're going to find. But Derby races this weekend, May 3rd and 4th, Mother's Day races as well. And, of course, the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, starting with Tanner Laws, Tiger Lily Gold, and finishing off with Gary Allen on May 15th. Ticket and scheduling information can be found at buckinghorsesale.com.
A friend of mine, I'll call him Pete, was watching TV the other day. He listened to some reporter, believing all he had to say. It was a human interest piece, though some would call it fluff, and it showed a lot of fancy folks with their poodles strutting stuff. And the reporter said it has long been established as a scientific fact that dogs look like their owners, and by data, this has been backed. Well, Pete looked down at his old dog lying faithfully on the floor, his tongue lolled out. The dog's, not Pete's, as he lay there in full snore. His one good eye was swollen shut from one of the milk cow's kicks. He'd lost patches of his mangy fur from digging at his ticks. A trophy brought home gallantly from a coyote fight last week was one ear torn completely in half and a new scar on his beak. He had porky quills sticking out his gums. He only had one dew claw, and since the stud horse aimed just right, he drinks his toilet water through a straw. Yes, Pete looked down, then looked at the screen, and in his cowboy mind, a muddled fog, and said, "If it's true that dogs look like their owners, then I gotta get a better looking dog." It Sorta Makes Sense by Virginia Bennett.
Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of the publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Mother's Day is coming up. Did you know that?
That is so accurate. Yes, indeed. It is on the 11th.
Do mothers think about that, or is it just another day that they've creeps up on him?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think we think about it. I mean, I think about it a little bit, mostly what I'm going to get those that think she...
But you're getting gifts.
Yeah,
from.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Well, I guess then I probably better be thinking about it a little bit as well.
I guess so. I just came across this. A little boy was doing his math homework. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do a little editing on this, okay?
Oh, all right.
Just kind of... You'll get the point.
The G version.
Yes, this is the G version. A little boy was doing his math homework. He said to himself, 2 plus 5, that son of a gun is 7. 3 plus 6, that son of a gun is 9. Now remember, I'm cleaning it up. That's not really what he said. Let your imagination roll. So his mother heard what he was saying and gasped, "What are you doing?" The little boy answered, "I'm doing my math homework, Mom. And this is how your teacher taught you to do it?" "Yes," he answered. Infuriated, the mother asked the teacher the next day, "What are you teaching my son in math?" The teacher replied, "Right now we are learning addition." The mother asked, "And are you teaching them to say 2 plus 2, that son of a gun is 4? After the teacher stopped laughing, she answered, "What I taught them was 2 plus 2, the sum of which is 4. There you go.
I put 2 and 2 together and came up with that son of a gun.
That's right, indeed.
Well, I have a few enlightened perspectives today. I've learned that just one person saying to me, "You've made my day," makes my day.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? I've learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world.
So
true. I've learned that being kind is more important than being right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to bite your tongue, right?
That's right. You just do. Well, how about this? I just did a week's worth of cardio after I walked into a spider web.
A lot of work out there.
Yeah, no kidding. And senility has been a smooth transition for me.
Nope, no problems.
Nope, slipped right into it. I may not be that funny, athletic, good-looking, smart, or talented. I forgot where I was going with this.
Yeah, you're going downhill pretty fast. Thanks for listening to great radio stations out there like KBRK, 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota. This is The Good Stuff.